Consumer Watch with Wendy Nolan on East Coast Breakfast.
Hello, Wendy.
Hello, Darren.
So today, quite an exotic show this week. A wealthy foreigner decides to buy herself some Krugerrands, but the store only has two for her, and then talks her into buying collector's coin instead for quite a hefty sum.
Yeah, quite a story. London-based business owner Georgine Thorburn and her family spend 3 weeks in South Africa every summer, based at Umhlanga's Oyster Box Hotel. Mm-hmm. And during her last visit last February, 2016.
Yeah.
She asked the hotel's concierge where she could buy Krugerrands because she decided she wanted to start a collection. And she was directed to the coin shop in the nearby Gateway Mall. So there she said, well, she'd like to buy three. And she was told, no, they only had two in stock. And then the salesman began a hard sell on her about a very rare, as he said, minted coin, the 1898 MS62 Kruger Pont at just 68,000 rand.
Oh, just let me check my other pens.
So she said, okay, fine. She paid for all three coins, the two Krugers and the Pont. The total of came to 108,000 rand. And she said she'd collect them on her return from a week's safari.
Okay, fair enough.
But she changed her mind while she was in the bush, and she emailed the store to say that she no longer wanted that Pont. Actually, she wants to stick to her original intention of only buying Krugerrands.
And I'm guessing that didn't happen.
Well, you're right. Otherwise, we wouldn't be doing this show. Len Sham of the company's Joburg head office said that the deal could only be changed by Scoin Shop and South African Gold Coin Exchange Chairman Alan Demby. And that was after a board meeting. Since she thought that was a little over the top. She was about to leave the country, so she had no choice but to take that supposedly rare coin with her. So back in London, she had it valued by auctioneers Morton and Eden, which specializes in British and British Commonwealth coins, which the Pont is. And they valued it at between 500 and 600 pounds, which is about 10,000 rand at best, in short. And they recommended that she insure it for a replacement value of just 900 pounds, around nearly 15,000.
That is quite a difference.
From 68,000, yes. Yeah. So she's since made it her mission to ask a lot more coin dealers about the value of that Pont, both in London and in South Africa. And to cut a long story short, the average was around 20,000 rand.
Okay.
So Glenn Schumann, who's chairman of the SA Association of Numismatic Dealers, told me that while the coin in question was fairly sought after, it was by no means rare, being what he termed one of the more freely available South African coins. MS62 is a good grade, he said, for a coin of this nature, but it is not top of the scale. I'd value it at between 17,000 and 28,000, depending on the luster and general appearance. I'm afraid, he said, that tourist was horribly overcharged. Mm-hmm. So Georgina's furious that she was swayed from her original intention of buying only Krugerrands.
What makes me boil, Wendy, is that I went into that shop with a pure reason of buying Krugerrands. But when I went into Scoin, he said, no, you don't want to buy Krugerrands. Anyway, we've only got two of those, so you can only have two. So what do you want is one of these MS62 1898. They're amazing value, great investment, blah, blah, blah. And like an idiot, I didn't, ring back to London checking it.
Okay, so here's what Scoin chairman Alan Demby had to say about that.
It's interesting that she feels that she came into a store and she was ambushed. The thing is that 99% of our clients come into our stores and don't really know what they want. And we try and give them a selection of coins.
Okay, so is she stuck with this overpriced coin?
Well, yes and no. I'll give you the full story on that in a little bit.
I wait with anticipation.
Well, you should.
Patient. Consumer Watch with Wendy Nolan on East Coast Breakfast. Let me see if I've got my head around this. Georgine Thorburn, fabulous name that,
isn't
by the way.
It?
Georgine Thorburn was convinced to buy a supposedly rare 1898 MS62 Kruger Pont by a salesman at the Scoin Shop right here in Gateway last February, so 2016 February,
yeah.
When she went in to go and buy herself some Krugerrands. She ended up paying 68,000 rand for this 1898 MS62 and then discovered that it was only worth a third of that. Have I got this right?
Yes. According to her, the very many people that she, specialists that she asked to value the coin.
Yeah.
So that was in February last year, as you said. So on her return to South Africa this year, she comes every year, always February, March. Georgine tried to sell the coin back to this coin shop, but she says Lynn Sham at the company's Joburg head office told her it was her bad luck that she didn't do her homework on the value of the coin, and she persisted, saying that she was also open to an exchange, the pawn for 3 Krugerrands, which would be about the same value. Mm-hmm. When she got nowhere with that, she came to Consumer Watch for help via the Oyster Box, incidentally. Denby told me that people shouldn't expect to buy art, property, or coins or any investment items and flip them shortly afterwards to make what he called a quick buck. Mm-hmm. Georgine took huge exception to that.
If I was in for a quick buck, I would know my onions, and I certainly wouldn't have paid 68,000 rand for a coin that is not rare. And I could buy online today, bid or buy South Africa. I can buy the same coin today for 25,950 South African rand.
Okay, so Denby insists that the price of the coin was market-related and that his company had paid 45,000 rand for the coin before putting on its markup and selling it to Thorburn to Georgine for 68,000 rand.
The retail price of these coins today is between 50 and 60,000 rand. You can't get 1898 coins in that quality. So we come down to this whole thing of collecting for the long term. Collecting becomes investing. We want our clients to make money, but whether you purchase property, shares, coins, or even currency, things change, markets go up, markets go down, and yet in the long term, people do well.
Sorry about the sound quality. I was speaking to him in Sweden, by the way.
Okay,
so having initially refused to take back that punt, Denby later relented and offered to exchange it for 3 Krugerrands. Provided that Georgine appears in person at the coin shop's Joburg office when she returns to South Africa in February. He said, we don't deal with third parties because of past frauds and losses.
Mm-hmm.
So yes, a huge discrepancy over what that coin is actually worth. Georgine is not convinced that this will be the end of the matter.
I think I could take a flight out to Johannesburg tomorrow, turn up on his doormat, and he wouldn't even open the door, is what I think the case is with Alan Denby. He's just having a laugh. He's stretched us out now over a year and a half in the hopes that I'm going to go away. But you know what? I'm a tenacious Australian, and I don't go away.
Okay. So here are the lessons out of this story. You never allow a salesman to talk you into buying something you weren't intending to buy, without giving yourself some time to think about the deal and doing your own research on the price. She went into buy Krugerrands. She knew what she could be expected to pay, but the pawn just came, out of the side, and she said yes without doing her own checks. Always find out about a store's returns policies in detail before doing the deal. And one last thing, essentially that part of the deal was direct marketing, because she didn't initiate. She didn't go in and say, I want to buy a 1898
pawn,
which makes it direct marketing.
Okay.
And the consumer does have 5 business days in which to cancel in writing. Right. And she did that. She wrote to them and said, when she was in the bush, saying, I don't want it anymore. So you do have that protection if you are suddenly hit with a hard sell on something that you had no idea even existed, let alone wanted to buy.
So it's kind of like going into a Toyota dealership and they say, oh, you can get this Ferrari. It's a little bit more, but it's the same value for money. Or is this apples and pears?
Darren, a little bit apples and pears.
Well, Georgine sounds lovely, and I'm so sorry that she's had such a hard time. I hope she comes right.
I think it's going. I believe that the deal will be honoured, and I look forward to reporting back on that next February.
Next February, yes. When Georgine comes and visits us, are we going to have a high tea with her there at the Oyster Box?
I think we possibly may.
Would I crack a nod for that invite?
Don't get beyond yourself, Darren.
No. Oh well, it's worth a try. Thank you, Wendy.
Darren, Kerry, and Skye, East Coast Breakfast.